Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's some serious blues right there. It doesn't get any better than that guy, Mr. Robert Cray. He's my favorite blues man. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rashonda Fuller's here. She's the purveyor of mysocialmediamentors.com. She's a social media expert helping people to get their gig on in the marketplace. And we've been talking about being a side gigger and a solopreneur. One of the things, Rashonda, by the way, thanks again for being here. And one of the things that's changed a lot about the whole micropreneuring, solopreneuring, side gigging thing is the way you reach people. It's quite a bit different today than it was. You know, being all the elements of becoming a side gigger or an entrepreneur or a small business owner, most of those things haven't changed much. But the way people want you to connect with them, the way we're building community, that's changed a lot, hasn't it?
That's changed a lot. The internet and social media has totally changed the game. And what's happening is that, you know, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, small business owners are being forced into the digital space, because if you're absent from that space, then you're pretty much, you know, irrelevant. You're out of sight, out of mind. So much has changed just with the you know, social media boom and everything taking place like it has. We're having to really reach out and connect with our customer base in ways that we haven't had to before.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and the thing is it's different. The way you connect with, let's talk about customers primarily. Let's talk, obviously, you know, if you talked earlier about when you got laid off, you had a business you were working on, but it wasn't ready to go yet. It wasn't ready to make payroll yet, right?
That's what
a business needs to do. It needs to make payroll first. And
right.
So the way you do that is with customers. And so reaching out to customers, you know, you still have the traditional ways. People still watch television, read newspapers, listen to the radio, etc. But what you do is you complement that. You augment that. It's not either or, traditional or social. It's both and. What do you think?
It is both and, because a lot of the traditional means are still very necessary, if you will. Social media is an extension of the way that you reach your customer base, and it actually allows for a deeper connection. That's the thing about it. It's not a push your marketing message onto people.
It's not a call to action medium, is it?
It is not at all. It's an entirely different approach because, again, it's social media. So there's a lot of socializing, a huge social component that takes place there. And you have to know how to master that in order to connect, because that connection is what converts to paying customers.
Mm-hmm. When you help people in the marketplace with their social media, it's frustrating for people who've been around a while, isn't it? To not be able to push their what they're selling.
It's extremely frustrating because it takes you out of the mindset. And the first thing that I get, I'll tell you, is I don't have time. I'm time for this. And that's the number one pushback that I get. But that's because they've yet to see the value in it. And then when I start to show them, you know, from a dollar standpoint, you know, of potential revenue that they're leaving on the table, what their competitors are doing, then they say, okay, well, I'll make time. Just tell me what I need to do.
Well, social media is custom made for small business.
It is.
Because it's so micro. It's so human.
Yes,
and small businesses, we are micro. We are human. More than the big companies.
Yes. And that's where we have an advantage, Jim, is because it allows us, again, to make that connection. Once you start to make that connection and build relationships with your audience, that's how you turn those relationships convert them into customers. People are going to do business with people they know, like, and trust. And social media totally allows that platform.
Where do you help them get started? How do you help them get started?
Well, the first thing we do is we define their goals, because a lot of people go into this without clearly defined goals. They just, oh, I just want to sell. Well, yeah, in order to do that, we have to have a strategy. So when you say you want to sell, do you have an email list? Are you selling through that channel? You know, tell me what it is that you want to do. Are you using social media to just increase sales? Are you using it to build brand awareness? So once we define those goals, then I come in and I say, okay, here's the strategy on how we're going to achieve it. And we develop tactics on, you know, as to what we're going to use to achieve that strategy or to achieve those goals.
Right. And then exactly. But you've got to get those goals out of them, and then you've got to convert those goals, because the goals they're giving you probably can't be overlaid directly onto social media. You've got to convert them a little bit, don't you?
Yes, you have to convert them, and sometimes you have to break them down. So again, if your goal is to make sales, you have to put a system in place in order for you to do that. So that would be first, let's generate storage. Build the brand awareness. Let the audience know that you're out there. Then the second phase of that would be, tactics on pulling them into your marketing funnel. So we could use freebies, video, tips, resources, things
just,
of that nature.
How about referrals? You know, I mean, to me, referrals are huge.
Yes.
I mean, if you've got customers that are buying from you and they love their stuff, they say, I just love this. I've really enjoyed doing business with you, blah, blah, blah. Then just say, well, are you on social media? Yes, I am. Well, would you mind mentioning what you just said to me on your social media channels? You can ask that. You can tell people that. The referrals are the goal, the holy grail of selling.
And that goes the same for social media. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Word of mouth is so powerful. And the thing about it on social media, it can go viral. You know, and once someone says something or puts a compliment out there, it doesn't just go for their family and friends. That's everybody that they're connected with and so on and so forth. So it's like a huge web, if you will.
Right, exactly. Rashonda, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I would love to, Jim. Thank you for having me.
MySocialMediaMentors.com, right?
That's it.
All right, so check it out, folks. Rashonda Fuller. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.